For more than 30 years, mystery has surrounded the disappearance of a statue from an Indian temple. Now the 600-year-old dancing Shiva is believed to have resurfaced in the Art Gallery of South Australia. The gallery's acting director says she won't stand in the way of the statue's repatriation to India, but questions remain about how it ended up there. National Arts reporter Michaela Boland has this exclusive report.
The forged bronze Hindu god stands 75 centimetres tall and weighs in at 100 kilograms. Self-styled antiquities sleuth Vijay Kumar says the statue, now in storage in Adelaide, is destined to return home.
We have a case of a theft that's happened in India in 1982, and we have a photograph when this bronze Shiva was in situ in a temple, and it's a perfect match to the bronze in the museum now.
Mr. Kumar has for years worked closely with investigators in the US and India to thwart the international trade in Indian antiquities.
The Art Gallery of South Australia have been having quite a number of pieces for which we've been asking for details for quite a while. But they've always advised that they were doing an internal check. But it's been almost 4 years now since we raised our initial doubts on this particular bronze.
Lisa Slade is the gallery's acting director and says it's extremely likely the statues are a match.
I'm not entirely sure what our next step will be with regard to that purchase. What I do know is that there has been an identification of the previous provenance, and that was that it was a bona fide purchase by a European collector in the 1970s in India.
Indian police have found a photo of the Shiva in a temple in southern India from 1958, and they say it remained there until it was reported stolen in July 1982. The ABC understands they have now started the repatriation process.
We've received no formal request to repatriate the statue yet. However, of course, we will do so immediately once we receive that formal request.
The Art Gallery of South Australia paid almost $500,000 for the Shiva in 2001. The ABC has obtained correspondence between the gallery's then director, Ron Radford, and London dealers Oliver Forge and Brendan Lynch, who were selling the item. Mr. Radford asked if the statue had been stolen, but was reassured it was owned by a Greek collector who bought it in the early 1970s. Under the terms of UNESCO's Movable Cultural Heritage Convention, all antiquities taken out of India after this time must be certified. The art gallery bought the statue despite never receiving proof of ownership. Thousands of Asian artefacts are under review following a damning report in 2016, which found shoddy collecting practices in Australian museums. This is the first time the scandal has reached the South Australian Gallery, which tightened up its collecting guidelines in 2015. The statue was bought using donated funds. Lisa Slade again.
We say to those donors that we are going to work incredibly hard to make sure this kind of thing doesn't happen again.
And that's the Art Gallery of South Australia's acting art director, Lisa Slade. And Mr. Radford didn't respond to the ABC's request for an interview. Art dealer Brendan Lynch has told the ABC he remained bound by client confidentiality and could not therefore produce further proof of ownership, but he was liaising with the Art Gallery of South Australia. The ABC's National Arts reporter, Michaela Boland, with that story.